Section 180. The praise which hath dawned from thy most august self, and the glory which hath shone forth from thy most effulgent beauty, rest upon thee, O thou who art the manifestation of grandeur, and the King of eternity, and the Lord of all who are in heaven and on earth. I testify that through thee the sovereignty of God and his dominion, and the majesty of God and his grandeur were revealed, and the day stars of ancient splendour have shed their radiance in the heaven of thine irrevocable decree, and the beauty of the unseen hath shone forth above the horizon of creation. I testify, moreover, that with but a movement of thy pen, thine injunction, Be thou, hath been enforced, and God's hidden secret hath been divulged, and all created things have been called into being, and all the revelations have been sent down. I bear witness, moreover, that through thy beauty the beauty of the adored one hath been unveiled, and through thy face the face of the desired one hath shone forth, and that through a word from thee thou hast decided between all created things, causing them who are devoted to thee to ascend unto the summit of glory, and the infidels to fall into the lowest abyss. I bear witness that he who hath known thee hath known God, and he who hath attained unto thy presence hath attained unto the presence of God. Great therefore is the blessedness of him who hath believed in thee and in thy signs, and hath humbled himself before thy sovereignty, and hath been honoured with meeting thee, and hath attained the good pleasure of thy will, and circled around thee, and stood before thy throne. Woe betide him that hath transgressed against thee, and hath denied thee, and repudiated thy signs, and gainsaid thy sovereignty, and risen up against thee, and waxed proud before thy face, and hath disputed thy testimonies, and fled from thy rule and thy dominion, and been numbered with the infidels, whose names have been inscribed by the fingers of thy behest upon thy holy tablets. Waft then unto me, O my God and my beloved, from the right hand of thy mercy and thy loving kindness, the holy breaths of thy favours, that they may draw me away from myself and from the world, unto the courts of thy nearness and thy presence. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee, thou truly hast been supreme over all things. The remembrance of God and his praise, and the glory of God and his splendour, rest upon thee, O thou who art his beauty. I bear witness that the eye of creation hath never gazed upon one wronged like thee. Thou wast immersed all the days of thy life beneath an ocean of tribulations. At one time thou wast in chains and fetters, at another thou wast threatened by the sword of thine enemies. Yet despite all this, thou didst enjoin upon all men to observe what hath been prescribed unto thee by him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise. May my spirit be a sacrifice to the wrongs thou didst suffer, and my soul be a ransom for the adversities thou didst sustain. I beseech God, by thee and by them whose faces have been illumined with the splendours of the light of thy countenance, and who for love of thee have observed all whereunto they were bidden, to remove the veils that have come in between thee and thy creatures, and to supply me with the good of this world and the world to come. Thou art in truth the Almighty, the Most Exalted, the All-Glorious, the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate. Bless thou, O Lord my God, the divine lote tree, and its leaves and its boughs, and its branches and its stems, and its offshoots, as long as thy most excellent titles will endure and thy most august attributes will last. Protect it then from the mischief of the aggressor and the hosts of tyranny. Thou art in truth the Almighty, the Most Powerful. Bless thou also, O Lord my God, thy servants and thy handmaidens who have attained unto thee. Thou truly art the All-Bountiful, whose grace is infinite. No God is there save thee, the ever-forgiving, the most generous. The Tablet of Visitation.